changed, huh? You got a phone, pick it up, call me.
How come we don't even talk no more? And you don't even call no more? We don't barely keep in touch at all. And I don't even feel the same love when we hug no more. And I heard it through the grapevine, we even beefing now. After all the years we've been down, ain't no way, no how. This bullshit can't be true. We family, ain't a damn thing changed.
Kolf at the Kolf, man. It is no holds barred. Today's program, we are back. We are bringing the heat. We are bringing the fire. On the program today, we've got our Australian Open semi-final special. Women's semi-finals are complete. And what could Stefanos Tsitsipas do against Rafa Nadal in the men's semi-final tonight on Rod Laver Arena? It's an action-packed show from the No Holds Barred Studios. This is Jade Kolf with the Kolf Man. This is No Holds Barred.
I don't like it. How come we don't even talk no more? And you don't even call no more? We don't barely keep in touch at all. And I don't even feel the same love when we hug no more. And I heard it through the grapevine, we even beefing now. After all the years we've been down, ain't no way, no how. This bullshit can't be true. We family.
Killed the nigga first before I let him disrespect me or check me over some words, some bits that I wasn't with. I would hit it and quit.
We are back in the studios. Great to have you with us. This is Jade Kolf at the Kolf, man. This is No Holds Barred. It's been a while since we've been on the air. But we are back, Australian Open. We are getting to the business end of the championships. Yes, today we had women's semi-final day and we've just got through one-sided Rafael Nadal and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Nadal in ruthless form. We will get to that here very, very soon. I want to talk about that. Nadal has been absolutely awesome throughout the championships here at Melbourne Park. But today, it was the women's semi-finals and a couple of contrasting matches. The first semi-final of the day was Petra Kvitova and the American upstart, Danielle Collins. Danielle Collins coming in with little fanfare, the former college star out of Florida. She took out Angelique Kerber earlier on in the event in emphatic fashion. 6-love, 6-2, I believe that scoreline was. So not much really known about Danielle Collins. She trains out of IMG Academy there in Florida. And today she got her shot there on center court on Rod Laver Arena against a two-time Wimbledon champion, Kvitova. And it was an interesting start in this one, guys. It really was. Kvitova and Collins come out going toe-to-toe, really trying to find their range from the back of the court. It was stifling conditions there today at Melbourne Park, upwards of 40-degree temperatures. So Collins, who trains in Florida, she wanted the heat. She wanted to stay out there in the heat. Out there on Rod Laver Arena, Kvitova was looking for shade as much as possible, as you would expect. And it was at about 4-all, I believe, in the first set when the new heat rule came into the equation and tournament referees decided to close the roof there on Rod Laver Arena. And it totally switched the match in Kvitova's favour. It was pretty even up until that stage there. And Danielle Collins did not like the ruling that was taking place. She spoke to the umpire. She spoke to the referee. But because of the new heat index measurement system that they have, they had to close the roof. And once they closed the roof, it was all one-way traffic with Petra Kvitova just having her absolute way with Collins. And Kvitova strikes the ball as well as anybody in the women's game. And when she's in that frame of mind, and in that frame of mind and really striking the ball like that with time. None of the elements out there, no wind, no obviously no sun. It was a little bit cooler in there in the air-conditioned facility there. And, you know, she's a little bit like Roger Federer. Once you take away the elements and close the roof, they're almost unplayable. And Collins was running around, chasing everything from there. And it was, I said, one-way traffic, 7-6, 6-love. And Kvitova moved through to her first Australian Open final. And she's got to be a big threat, absolutely, here in Melbourne. And great to see her into that final, actually. As I mentioned before, she's one of the most talented players on the tour. Has a beautiful, free-flowing, lefty attacking game. She doesn't play, hasn't got a defensive bone in her body, does Kvitova. But when she's in full flight and she's striking the ball, there is very little that her opponents can do. And we saw that today against Collins. It wasn't much Collins could do. Collins is a feisty and a real feisty and explosive kind of character. She likes the toe-to-toe battle. She likes the gladiatorial kind of confrontations out there. But once that roof was closed, she really just disappeared. And Kvitova, there was no stopping her. She was, you know, all her shots, all her velocity from the baseline was a clear indication that Collins couldn't go with her in that area. And really no players can, probably only a possible Serena Williams in full flight and probably Naomi Osaka, who we're about to talk about here very, very soon. But great to see Kvitova through to her first Australian Open final. As I said, she is a real talent, and she is one to see when she's in full flight, because her ball striking is absolutely elite and world-class. And she deserves her spot in the Australian Open final for 2019. As we know, she took out Ash Barty in the quarterfinals. And then steamrolls Collins earlier on today. And she has got to be a massive, massive shot to win her first Australian Open Championships come Saturday. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the other women's semi-final. It was Naomi Osaka versus Pliskova from the Czech Republic also. That one was an absolute classic. Out of nowhere, really, Osaka was on top. Looked like it was going to be done in straight sets, but Pliskova, she found a way to extend it. We will come back to talk about how Osaka got through that one there. We'll talk a little bit about the Osaka and Kvitova matchup in the final. Then we're going to segue on to the men's match tonight, Nadal and the Greek wonder kid Tsitsipas. This is Jade Culph with the Australian Open No Holds Barred special. Jade Culph with the Culph Man. This is No Holds Barred. That's true. Things ain't going like
they should. I can't believe we built this large pizza pie together. No pepperoni. Yeah, you wanted extra cheese. Sometimes I want to buy your thorns of horror. Tried to bring that fairy tale life. You wanted horror. But my microscope couldn't see a cope with that. I had to bolt from that and left the dead in the sea. It's better for me. I'm satisfied with repping for D. We were certified hot.
We are back in the studio. Jade Culph at the Culph Man at the Australian Open. Our No Holds Barred podcast special. And we are now going to segue on to the women's semi-final number two, which was this afternoon in oppressive heat today. It really was. Naomi Osaka and Carolina Pliskova played a semi-final for the ages. It was a very, very enjoyable match. There's no doubt about that. I've got no question in my mind. It was one of the better ones we've seen in quite a while. And Naomi Osaka, the Japanese star, the US Open champion, she found a way against Pliskova in a classic 6-2, 4-6, and 6-4. And it looked like Osaka after the first set, 6-2. She was dominant. she was sharp with her movement. She was aggressive off the deck. She was hitting winners. Had very positive body language from the outset. And it looked like she was going to romp to a straight sets victory. But when she had the finish line in her sight, she blinked just slightly, and Pliskova found a way to hang tough and win that second set, much to her credit, 6-4. And then the third set was an absolute classic. Looked like Pliskova was somehow going to find a way to get the win here. She showed a tremendous fight, like she did in her previous win over Serena Williams in the quarterfinals. But it was Osaka who found a way to win that third set, 6-4. Was just a little bit tougher, a little bit more positive, a little bit more aggressive on the bigger points. She really backed her ball striking ability. I think she's as aggressive as anybody off the ground now, Osaka off the deck. And just when it looked like things were slipping away from her early on in that third set, she saved a couple of break points early on with some impressive and ball striking and some courageous decision making, which you have to do in these big moments in these slams. You cannot be passive, and otherwise you pay the price. And Osaka found a way, 6-4 in the third set, hitting an ace down the middle, a sliding serve up the middle, which was called out, but she challenged and it caught just a bit of the line, and she moved through to the final to play Kvitova on Saturday. And this final shapes as to be, as I mentioned earlier, an absolute beauty. We know the form that Kvitova's in. Both girls really play similar games. They are aggressive baseline players. You know, I give Osaka the slight edge just because of her consistency, you know, over the last six to nine months, winning the US Open, now backing up here in Australia. She came through some murky waters through the middle of the draw for her, a couple of three-set matches where she had to come from behind against Su Wei, and then the Latvian 13th seed as well. And you know, she's finding a way to get through these matches. She's problem-solving. She's working it out. So I give her the slight edge against Kvitova come Saturday, but only slight, I really do. I think Kvitova has all the potential in the world to really take this out of Osaka's hands. Kvitova is the one player that, you know, went in full flight. She can hit winners from anywhere on the court, and there's not a whole lot anybody can do about it. She did that at Wimbledon there a couple of years ago, and it was absolutely frightening what the display that she put on there. So I think it's going to be an exciting final. It really is. I said, give Osaka the slight edge, but both ladies in this one here are both deserving of the title, really, you know, in my eyes. Full credit to Pliskova today, who put in a huge effort, really backed up after the Serena Williams, you know, physical and mental battle. So, you know, she gave it everything she had today, just pulled up short, and the elusive Grand Slam remains elusive for Pliskova. She's going to be in good stead moving forward, but she needs to back up that result today with really strong performances at the French, Wimbledon and the US Open, get back to that top five area. You know, she says she wants to win a slam this year. Will she be able to? You know, I doubt that at this stage. Simona Halep's not going anywhere, especially come the French Open. She's going to be probably the favourite to win there. Osaka's going from strength to strength. Kvitova's back in town. Serena Williams isn't going anywhere. The women's game's wide open, but it was a real pleasure to watch that semi-final today. It was great viewing. And the final shapes to be an absolute beauty come Saturday, Osaka and Kvitova. And I look forward to that. We will break that down in the No Holds Barred studio on the next program moving forward. But in saying that. Coming up next, we saw the Spanish Bull in full flight tonight on Rod Laver Arena. Rafael Nadal destroyed the Greek wonder kid. 6-2, 6-4, 6-love. We'll be back after the break to break that down. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk a little bit about Novak Djokovic and Lucas Pouy, who takes centre stage tomorrow night. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man, the Australian Open No Holds Barred special. We'll be back. And we are back in the studio. Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man. The No Holds Barred Sports Podcast, our Australian Open special. And the women's final is decided. Naomi Osaka and Petra Kvitova will lock horns on Saturday. Speaking of horns, Rafa Nadal had the horns out tonight. The Spanish Bull, he was in destruction mode, and he destroyed the Greek wonder kid, Stefanos Tsitsipas, 6-2, 6-4, 6-love, in an awesome exhibition of power tennis. Nadal yet to drop a set throughout this Australian Open, and to think that coming into this event, he was under a bit of an injury cloud, couldn't play in Brisbane in the lead-up event, the 250 event up north there in Brisbane. Pulled out of that one, you know, got a week's worth of practice up there, came to Melbourne, got a bit more practice in, but he has just ploughed his way through the draw, and he destroyed the young Tsitsipas tonight in a real lesson of power tennis. And look, Tsitsipas, you know, had the win over Federer in round four. I thought he was a bit lucky to get through there. Look, to his credit, he was aggressive. He played... He maxed out on his level, on his potential there in that one there. Federer was a bit passive at the, you know, during the big moments. Roger 0 of 12 on breakpoint opportunities. Roger chipped the backhand on a lot of those second serve opportunities when Tsitsipas was serving, chipped it, waited for the Greek to make the error. It never came, and Roger paid the price. But it was a fine line there, and it could have been easily been Roger in that semi-final tonight. But it was Tsitsipas. Roger definitely had regrets on that one there. Was a little bit passive, and he's paid the price in the past before Federer, and he paid the price then. But Stefanos tonight got a real lesson in major power tennis at the business end of slams. And Nadal was awesome. There's no other way to describe it. He crushed his opponent. Just let's take a look at these numbers here, and these are frightening numbers. Nadal's win percent on his first serve, 85%. So he won 85% of points once his first serve went in. His second serve, he won 71% of points on his second serve. Incredible number right there. If you're anywhere around 50% on second serve wins, You're ahead of the curve there on the ATP Tour. Nadal, 71% of second serves won tonight. Nadal converted 6 of 11 breakpoint opportunities. So, you know, running at higher than a 50% clip on breakpoint opportunities. He was 18 of 22 at the net at an 82% clip. So coming to the net 22 times, won 18 of them. He crushed 28 winners off the deck, and 14 unforced errors. So he's plus 14 in that area there. Just an absolutely perfect match from the Spanish superstar. And Tsitsipas, you know, his second serves, if his first serve wasn't going in, he was no chance to win points. He won 6 of his 30 second serve points at a 30% clip, which is well below par and not going to get it done against one of the all-time greats in Rafael Nadal. So, you know, that was some of the numbers there. It was over in an hour and 46 minutes, and it was an awesome display of power tennis. There's no other way to describe it. You know, it was stifling hot there today, but you know, the night conditions with the roof open, it is going to be cooler at night. And we have spoken about the new Dunlop balls, which are slowing things up, and it suits Nadal's game. Tsitsipas definitely wasn't able to hit through the court tonight, and Nadal with his laser beam forehand, his movements looking powerful, it's looking sharp. He's finishing points quicker than ever before, getting through these matches. He's going to be fresh as a daisy come Sunday, and he's never looked better. It's absolutely phenomenal, you know, what we're seeing here over this over the last 11 and 12 days from Rafael Nadal. He beat James Duckworth in straight sets in round one, then Matty Ebden, then Alex de Minaur, absolutely crushed Thomas Berdych in an incredible display. Berdych is no joke. He's made Grand Slam finals before. He's been top five. He's powerful in his own right, but he made light work of him, and then crushed Francis Tiafoe the other night again. And tonight it was even more impressive. He is peaking right now, Nadal, and come Sunday, he is every chance to win his second Australian Open crown here. He's into his fifth final, and he thoroughly deserves it. He was absolutely awesome tonight, and it is scary whoever it's going to be to face him. Will it be Djokovic? Will it be Lucas Pouy? We'll talk about that next after the break. But as I said, Nadal could not have been more impressive tonight. It was power tennis at its finest. Now, Tsitsipas, he is for real. Don't get me wrong. I saw him 12 months ago in round one live at the Australian Open, and he was outclassed by Denis Shapovalov, who went down to Novak Djokovic here in round three. I thought Shapovalov was the better player and had more top-end talent, but Tsitsipas in 12 months has improved his forehand. His forehand was a bit shaky there last year. He's tightened that up, less errors off that wing. The serve's got more pop, and his movement's a lot more dynamic. I love the Greeks. Love his attitude. He's a breath of fresh air. He likes to come forward, finish points at the net. And his body language and the way he goes about it is very, very impressive. He's well ahead of his time, this young man. His father, who's his coach, seems well grounded. He's got a good support team around him. He comes from great stock. He's definitely going to be a top 10 player possibly this year. And he's going to be competing for slams over the next decade. But tonight, he was absolutely found out by one of the all-time greats. It was a quality win at the highest order from Nadal. And come Sunday, he is going to take a world of beating. I'm going to take a break here on the Australian Open special, No Holds Barred podcast. We're going to come back to touch on Novak Djokovic and Lucas Pouy. We're going to talk briefly about that. And we are going to wrap up what has been an exciting show. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man. This is No Holds Barred.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we are back. No Holds Barred Australian Open special. It's the Kolff Man, Jade Kolff, here in the studio. What about Nadal? What a performance tonight. Absolutely breathtaking. Into another final. And who's it going to be? We're going to segue on to the men's semi-final, number two, tomorrow night. Novak Djokovic and the surprise, Luca Pouy, in his first Grand Slam semi-final. And what a what a job he's got tomorrow night to try and take on the six-time champion and Serbian superstar Djokovic. Pui has played some... how do I describe it? Pui has played some steady tennis throughout the 2 weeks thus far. He had a good win against Borna Koric in round number four. I thought that was going to go Koric's way, but Pui found a way there in four sets. And my pick to play Novak in the semi-final, Milos Raonic, put in an absolute howler against Pui in the quarter-final. Full credit to Pui to get the win there in four sets. But, you know what, in my expert opinion, Raonic looked he looked fatigued. He looked tired. I don't know why that is. The big man didn't serve as well as he had. He destroyed Alexander Zverev in the fourth round. And Alexander Zverev destroyed his racket, which was absolutely top-line entertainment there from the German star. More of that, please, Alex. But Pui got through Raonic. Got to be disappointing for Milos. But Pui gets a chance on the big stage there. He's been as high as 10 in the world as Luka. And with Emily Maresmo in his corner, controversial hiring there. But they seem to be working well together. And I tell you what, Pui's going to get all he can handle against Novak tomorrow night in a night match. And he's got a chance to either really step up to the world-class level that it's going to require, or he'll get found out like Tsitsipas got found out tonight. As for Novak, he hasn't been as impressive as Nadal up until this point. And that's saying something, because Novak's hardly put a foot wrong. He lost a set against Shapovalov in round three. Seemed to waver a little bit mentally there. In round four against Daniil Medvedev, the sneaky Russian, who was definitely on the way up for sure as well. Keep an eye out for him. He's no flash in the pan either, the young 22-year-old Russian. He's going top 10 as well, mark my words. He was actually down a break in the third set, but Djokovic found a way to grind that out as well. And, you know, against Kei Nishikori in the quarterfinals, well, he basically got the night off. Nishikori playing crazy amounts of tennis just to get through to that stage. And Novak was just what the doctor ordered for Novak. He got to hit the ice bath early and rest up, so he's going to be fresh as can be against Pui tomorrow night. And, yeah, it shapes as an interesting one, that's for sure. Pui, definitely give Pui a puncher's chance, but this is Novak's time. Every time he's made the semi-final here at Melbourne Park, he's gone on to win the title. And I think we're going to get the Novak Djokovic versus Rafael Nadal on Sunday evening for the men's final for 2019. And if that's the case, which I think it will be, we are in for one treat, because it's going to be absolutely brutal tennis at the highest order. These two guys played one of the all-time great Grand Slam finals there a few years ago. Went for, I believe it was 5 hours and 53 minutes, and we could see something along those lines again. Nadal will be fresh. He's got 2 days off leading into the final. And Novak will be somewhat fresh as well. He won't want to stuff around against Pui tomorrow night. He'll want to be ruthless. He'll want to get through in straight sets. And if he does and he's fresh, we could get an all-time classic final on Sunday night. And wouldn't that be great to start the season off with an absolute beauty in the final at Melbourne Park on Sunday evening? What to expect in that match? I think Pui's going to have to take some chances. He's going to have to serve extremely well. He's going to be under a lot more pressure from the back of the court against Novak, that's for sure. I thought Raonic's movement was a little bit sluggish throughout their quarterfinal, and Pui wasn't really challenged at all on serve. He, from the first set onwards, after that first set, He was in total control of his service games, and at the back of the court, he just moved the ball around, you know, not at maximum velocity, and he won the majority of the baseline rallies. Pui has got a game, a bit of an all-court game, but he's going to have to take some chances. He's going to have to run around the backhand and crunch the forehand as much as possible and dictate, and that's going to be very hard to do against Novak, who is arguably the greatest defensive player we've ever seen, and he will be he'll be in full flight there tomorrow night. Conditions will suit suit Djokovic. You know, the night conditions, the cooler conditions. He likes it like that, and it's going to be an interesting match. I give Pui a puncher's chance, but Novak will go into this confident, red hot favourite, rested up after the Nishikori withdrawal due to injury, and I expect Djokovic to get through to Taka Nadal in what will be an incredible way to start the year, the Grand Slam year at Rod Laver Arena come Sunday evening. Coming up, we'll be back here in the studio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up and talk about what we've got on the show moving forward. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man at No Holds Barred, the Australian Open special podcast. We'll be back here soon.
It's our first time together and I'm feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods of making love kind of bore me. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot.
Shout to Big Cat Cypher Sounds, M.O.P., Andy up in the fucking background. For the real niggas, you know what I mean? Shout to Brooklyn.
We are back in the studio. Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man, the No Holds Barred special podcast, Australian Open 2019. We're just talking during the break. Let's get that Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal final, huh? No disrespect to Luca Pui, but let's pencil it in. I want to see these boys go at it Sunday night in cool conditions on Rod Laver Arena. I want a six-hour slugfest to round out the 2 weeks. Can we get a six-hour slugfest from these two boys? That would be something else. What a show. It's been great to be back on the air. There's been plenty going on at Melbourne Park over the last 10, 11 days. Well done to both ladies today, Kvitova and Osaka, to go at it on Saturday evening. We will we'll be back in the studio to break that down, what to expect, you know, how each player is going to construct points, their patterns of play, what to look out for. We really want to inform the listeners out there, so when you are watching these big matches, you know what to look for. I'll be breaking that down, and looking forward to the men's semi-final tomorrow night, Djokovic and Pui. Look for Djokovic to be ruthless, and good luck to Luca Pui in his first Grand Slam semi-final. It's been a big 2 weeks for Pui, some big wins, but it's the ultimate test tomorrow night on Rod Laver Arena against the six-time champion in Novak Djokovic. It's been a great show. You'll be hearing from us again here in the studio, as I said, to break down that women's final and then to break down the men's final on Sunday night. It's been great bringing you the program. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man, the No Holds Barred Sports Podcast, Australian Open Edition. We'll see you guys in 24 hours.
All the central credentials, cold in the streets, omens are creep, slow when you sleep, holes in the heat, put holes in your cheek, respect the streets, it's the L-I-L-F-A-M-E. Dead nigga dance, gave you a chance, cause I blast a man, I'm in the room, he said he was strong.
enthusiasm, set up a slave all alone.
So fuck you, your honor, check my persona. I'm struggling off for old gold and marijuana. I'ma do what I wanna, quiet as kept, right now. Till I'm as quiet as trash, yes Lord.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.